I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. Think back to your first fishing trip. Remember the excitement and the wonderment? Well, it's your turn to pass that on to somebody else, and we'll talk about it coming up right after this. There are a few things in life more enjoyable than watching a kid catch his or her first fish. Mark Scott is the district fisheries biologist in Beckley and can attest to that.
Seeing kids catch fish is one of the good things in life, I think. I've tried to help a lot of kids over the years with fish nervies and stuff get into fishing. And you know, just it doesn't have to be but a 2-inch bluegill, and some of the biggest smiles you see are just like the light up their face with happiness.
Now, outfitting a youngster and taking them on their first fishing trip does not need to be expensive or an involved affair.
It's easy to get started for fishing. This works for adults, too, for that matter. But, you know, kids just like to see a little bit of action. And to me, the easiest thing is take them somewhere. A farm pond is an ideal place. If you can't find a pond, and some of our small impoundments, like at the state parks, they're ideal places. But go around weed beds or down trees or anything and set yourself up with a small bobber and a small hook and use some of the best baits or wax worms or pieces of nightcrawler or things like that, just small baits, and just bluegill fish, you know, catch sunfish. And those kids like see that bobber, you know, they'll start moving and going under, and you know, that's exciting for them.
Keep in mind, little ones have a pretty short attention span, even if they are catching fish. That's okay. There are other things to hold their attention.
Too many people think that if you don't catch fish, that your day has not been successful. You know, I've had good days and never get a bite. You know, it's just fun being out. I know my dad brought us up. We'd go fish the Greenbrier River, and we'd wait a little bit and catch fish some, and he and Mom would keep fishing. We'd swim a little bit, or we'd go back in the shallows and catch crawdads. And, you know, it wasn't all about catching a fish. It's just having a good day, having fun. And that's what it should be about.
There are plenty of lessons to be learned in the outdoors, whether you're fishing or just wading in the creek.
All guaranteed. I mean, growing up, catching those little critters, I mean, if I caught something I didn't know what it was, I'd just come back home. And, of course, didn't have the internet back then, but breaking out the encyclopedias or getting my fish books out or whatever and trying to see exactly what that was that I had, you know. So that's a lot of that's probably why I am a fish biologist today.
Get your kids off the couch and onto a stream bank somewhere and do it soon and do it often. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.